It's emerged that the German Wings pilot who crashed a plane into the French Alps feared he was going blind before the crash. French investigators have revealed Andreas Lubitz had seen seven doctors in the month before the disaster, many of whom believed he was unfit to fly. Meredith Griffiths reports.
If Andreas Lubitz was worried he was suffering medical problems, he certainly wasn't keeping it to himself. Prosecutor Bryce Robbins says the pilot sought help from a wide range of different medical professionals.
Over the 5 years before the crash, he consulted 41 different doctors. Do these numerous medical consultations correspond to a real health problem? We have reason to believe that, because he was complaining about eye problems. He said that he saw only 30 or 35% of objects in the dark, and that he had light flashes.
The revelations come as the criminal inquiry into the German Wings plane crash formally gets underway in France. Mr. Robin has appointed three judges to determine if mistakes were made in analysing the mental state of Andreas Lubitz, and there's a particular focus on trying to establish whether anyone could be held liable for manslaughter.
He had told his doctors that this made him very anxious, that he didn't sleep anymore because of his eye problems, and apparently he was scared to become depressive again, because, as you know, between 2008 and 2009, he stopped working, and that had delayed his training to become a pilot. He had even said to one of his friends that life for him, because of losing his vision, had for him no sense anymore.
Andreas Lubitz saw a doctor as late as 2 days before the flight, but rules around patient confidentiality prevented the doctor from revealing Lubitz's mental struggle. Mr. Robin was speaking after meeting with relatives of some of the 150 people killed in the crash. They were played the audio recording of the flight's final moments, along with a video reconstruction of what is believed to have taken place. Stéphane Jiquel from the National Federation of Victims of Collective Accidents says it was a powerful moment.
Very concretely, the families had the proof of what happened by hearing the sound recordings, hearing the alarms, hearing the bangs on the door. I think that the families have appreciated to have this frank and direct communication.
The meeting came just days after the first remains were returned to families. But one of their lawyers, Peter Korter, says many remain angry at the delay. He says they've just begun talks with German Wings and parent company Lufthansa about compensation.
Meredith Griffiths reporting there.